Tonight, KSPS Public Television airs a new documentary called Capturing History. It's about three early 20th century photographers whose pictures tell us a lot about our collective history in Spokane and in the Okanagan Valley. We talked with the documentary's producer, Mary DeCesare, its executive producer, Jim Zimmer, and the narrator, photographer Don Hamilton.
It's about three very different photographers, turn of the 20th century photographers. The first one is Charles Libbey, and really when we think of that time period, we're looking through the lens of these photographers to tell the story. So when you think back to early Spokane, most likely you're thinking of a Libbey photograph.
No other Spokane photographer took as many pictures over as long of a period as Charles Libbey. By the time he retired in 1962, Libbey had worked for over six decades. He photographed four presidents and left more than 200,000 negatives. For Libbey, the early 1900s was a very exciting time to be a photographer. New technologies like halftones allowed photographers to publish their work in books, newspapers, and advertisements. This created a new demand for commercial photography, a form that Libbey would wholeheartedly embrace.
When people ask you what you're working on right now, and you say, Charles Libbey, and they kind of look at you with a blank stare, and then you say, you know what, if you've seen a photograph of Spokane, you know, in the last century, you probably know the guy. So you go into any pub, tavern, you know, restaurant, anything that has older Spokane in it, and it's most likely a Libbey print, and that's when people kind of go, oh, you know, okay, now I know who you're talking about. And so, you know, his body of work is just so important to our history. You know, it's our history that he's managed to document.
I'm in the presence of Libbey's actual camera equipment, here at the Mac, under the watchful eyes of the curator. I can't believe my great good fortune to be able to lay my hands on Libbey's actual machines. Believe it or not, Libbey's photography equipment was considered field gear. It was lighter than most of the studio cameras, but it was still a lot of heavy equipment to haul around. For example, in the beginning, Libbey shot on individual glass plates like this one.
They were heavy, very, very heavy. So early on in photography, you don't get a lot of images because you're lugging around 12 glass plates. That's actually quite a bit of weight. And glass plates are shot in the size that the print is going to be. So if you wanted to take an 8x10 photograph, you would shoot with an 8x10 glass plate.
And then Frank Matsura, he was a Japanese immigrant, a very interesting story. He moved to the Okanagan Valley area, and it was really more of a Wild West kind of feel. But he befriended the people there, and his pictures are more like a family member might take.
Matsura would have fit right into our culture today of Instagrams and selfies. He took photographs like a family member would, with a real personal connection, many times including himself. Frank Matsura was well-liked in the Okanagan Valley. He was gregarious and full of fun and seemed to get along with everyone from all walks of life. His camera knew no social barriers. Cowboys, farmers, miners, Native Americans, women, rich or poor, they all came under his spell.
The technology at the time involved, you know, big cameras with bellows and heavy tripod, and for each photograph you had to pull open the back, stick in a film holder, pull out the dark slide, make an exposure. It is not the same thing as it is for all of us today with our phones in our pockets, our magic cameras in our pockets, but his photography had a spontaneity to it that might be more at home today with your iPhone than what you would expect from a man having to use all that cumbersome technology. But, you know, Matsura was just amazing.
I want to make sure we give a shout out to the folks, especially up in the Okanagan. That's the County Historical Society are volunteers. And And that's the Matsura images were pretty amazing because they were divided after his death, and a large number of them were in a garage for 40 years, and then they were rediscovered, and the local newspaper editor actually took upon himself to print from these negatives, and they kind of discovered what they had there, and then all these volunteers became very active in sorting this out, identifying them, and then learning more about Matsura, combing the newspaper archives and finding all this information out about him. So they've discovered a history that they didn't know they had. And then thanks to their work, they've been able to share that with us, and now we're going to share it with the audience. So the Okanagan area, I think, will be really excited to see some images that they probably haven't seen before of their early life.
And then Frank Palmer, who really loved nature, he took beautiful pictures for the Chamber of Commerce, which he hand-painted, and they're just very gorgeous.
Our final photographer is Frank Palmer, who lived in Spokane in the early 1900s. Palmer called himself a scenic photographer who photographed nature's grandest scenes. His beautiful hand-painted photographs were used to attract tourists to eastern Washington and northern Idaho. Palmer's images included grand waterfalls, pristine lakes, and towering mountains. They capture the essence and spirit of turn-of-the-century Washington and Idaho.
With Libby, we had an incredible amount of images, thanks to the collection at the MAC. But unbelievably, there were very few of Libby himself. You know, that old on the cobbler's kid, no shoes, and with him, he was behind the camera. Ironically, Libby's personality was harder to discover than Frank Matsura because so much of his personality was in his work, and a small town newspaper. In Okanagan area, documented his activities. Frank Matsura visited so-and-so's ranch this week. Frank Matsura did that and did that. Nobody was chronicling Libby's work, but Matsura was almost a celebrity up there, you know, and his personality was so big that we really know probably more about Matsura's life than we do about Libby's in his interactions with things. And then Frank Palmer, you know, we know less of him. He worked here for a shorter period of time.
Capturing history and the time machine that these images represent, the thing is that technically back in the day, 8x10 photography was the standard. You sort of had to do it. There was no other choice. Nobody had a Nikon. Nobody had an iPhone. But the depth, the detail that is in each one of these photographs is staggering. So we have this window to the past, and you can just fall into it.
We heard from the executive producer of Capturing History, Jim Zimmer, along with its producer, Mary DeCesare, and the narrator, photographer Don Hamilton. KSPS will air Capturing History tonight at 7. If you're not able to see it or record it then, you can stream it at the KSPS website. Inland Journal covers local public affairs and other things that interest us. You can subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or Google Play, or hear it at the Spokane Public Radio website. Thank you for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.